use with internal, external fixation. When the stimulator is used in conjunction with internal, external metallic fixation devices, caution must be taken to prevent contact with the cathode and the metallic implant. If the cathode comes into contact with the metallic implant, a current dissipation could occur. This reduction of current density could affect the level of therapeutic treatment normally expected. Secondly, if the anode was to come in contact with the metallic implant, possible corrosion or implant failure could occur at the site of contact. Use of a second stimulator. Two or more treatments have been required in up to 3% of the patients reported in the clinical trials. That is, a complete union may not be achieved with the first stimulator, necessitating the implantation of a second stimulator. Placement of generator. The generator should be placed in subcutaneous tissue only. Do not allow the generator to touch bone. For optimum patient comfort, the generator should be positioned in an area that is protected from external irritation or impact and unlikely to cause component migration. The generator should be placed 8 to 10 centimeters away from the cathode. Placement closer than 8 centimeters may cause buildup of new bone tissue at the proximal end of the cathode at the connector site. The generator should not be implanted more than 4 centimeters or 1.5 inches deep to facilitate removal. The generator should not come into physical contact with internal or external fixation, as this may dissipate the therapeutic current and/or significantly impede implant performance. Placement of cathodes. The cathode configuration ultimately chosen will be dependent upon the anatomical location and surgical approach for the long bone non-union to be treated. For complete prescribing information, including contraindications, warnings, and precautions, please refer to the EBI Osteogen Surgically Implantable Bone Growth Stimulator Manual, PN 193102L.